This is WCRB in concert with the celebrity series presenting Contus.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock as the day begins. Silently closing her bedroom door.
There's something deeply personal and profoundly direct about a cappella choral music. No instruments, no accompaniment, just voices cutting through the noise of life. And at this time of year, when we're looking back at all that's happened over the past 12 months, all that noise, it's a perfect moment to let a cappella human voices speak. Tonight, we're at Pickman Hall, at the Longy School of Music in Cambridge, to hear the spectacular men's vocal ensemble Contus, with an a cappella program that explores themes of love, loneliness, and a longing for connection. There's new music, classics, and pop tunes in arrangements for just voices. It's WCRB in concert with celebrity series presenting Contus.
We are embedded in the ground, we are oaks, we are rocks, we grow in the opening side by side.
I'm Jessie Jacobs. For 81 years, the celebrity series has been entertaining Boston audiences with the world's most exciting and accomplished performers. These include seasoned professionals as well as those at the early stages of their careers. In recent years, Celebrity Series has held debut concerts in the intimate surroundings of Pickman Hall at the Longy School of Music in Cambridge. And that's where we're hearing the Minneapolis-based Contus from the 2018-2019 season. Contus is a self-governing musical organization. That means the artistic planning is done by the group itself. And they don't shy away from contemporary social issues when they plan a program. The overall theme of this one is Alone Together. In an interview before the concert, Contus tenor Paul Schultz talked about what that means.
Contus' vision statement is to give voice to shared human experiences. And so we like to program our shows kind of narratively, and so have a theme or a narrative that we're bringing pieces of music to. And so for this one, it's called Alone Together, and it's exploring and reflecting on the idea that in this technologically advanced and connected world, we've never been closer to each other in so many ways, all of us seem to be searching for real connections, and it almost feels like we've never been more disconnected in reality. So kind of this juxtaposition of those two ideas.
I think a lot of this program dwells in this like strange isolationism, and where you're experiencing these really intense and quite profound emotions, and we don't have a forum to really connect with people in that way. You know, Facebook and Instagram are these curated pages where everything looks sunny and beautiful, and you have to look successful, and, you know, what beautiful sandwich are you eating, and how is the light hitting it? And, you know, there's not necessarily a forum to talk about some of the more hard parts of life, but it's really kind of exploring that sort of problem.
That's the voice of Zachary Colby, and before that, Paul Schultz. As you can hear, the men of Contus are tremendously articulate, and they also do a great job of introducing the music from the stage. I'm going to step aside and let them do the talking as much as possible tonight. But first, let's hear them sing. This is She by British songwriter Laura Ngula. Contus on WCRB in concert.
Gonna take her home this time.
humans have an instinctual attraction to pleasures of the senses. The problem with some of these pleasures is that they don't all come with a warning from the Surgeon General. Some of us, many of us, find ourselves having bitten off a little more than we can chew.
Twitter.
Where do I go when I don't have a friend? Where do I go at another day's end? Nobody loves me, somebody loves me on Twitter. I think I'm a real big loser. Then I go to my computer, turn it on, and I feel grim. All because of
Twitter.
Direct message me. Say you'll message me, or at least please subscribe to my
Twitter.
At the Chantilly says, sometimes when I'm feeling lonely, I post something cryptic on Facebook and wait for my mom to call.
Twitter.
Quiz, what your choice in takeout pizza says about your loneliness. At the Anastasia says, in my spare time, I like to read, write, and fall in love with unavailable people.
Twitter.
At Follow Fit says, I saw a guy at Starbucks today. No iPhone, no tablet, no laptop. He just sat there, drinking coffee, like a psychopath.
Twitter.
Contus, singing about the thrills of the Twitter experience in Ingrid Michaelson's Twitter song. And before that, She by Laura Mvula. You're listening to WCRB In Concert with the celebrity series presenting Contus, an ensemble of eight men's voices at Pickman Hall at the Longy School of Music. If you'd like to follow along with the texts of tonight's program, you'll find the program book at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. Contus believes strongly in programming new music and has commissioned several composers to write new music for the group. Libby Larson's new work entitled You is portioned out across this program, and we'll hear You Now Know in just a few minutes. But first, Arcade Fire's Deep Blue, which encourages us to put the phone down for a bit and just listen. Here again is Contus in concert on WCRB.
Standing under the night sky. watch the end of the century compressed on a tiny screen, a dead star collapsing in, and we could see something was ending. Ooh, are you through pretending? We saw the signs in the suburbs.
You never predicted that it could see through you.
Kasparov, Deep Blue,
1996. Your mind's playing tricks now. Show is over, so data bomb.
Leave it in the shadow.
Almost any measure, the world in which we live has never been more connected. With the click of a button, we're able to stay in touch with family, friends, and colleagues, no matter where they live. Inspiring videos can be shared with millions at a time. And while we're on the road, my wife can send me daily pictures of our nauseatingly photogenic cat. How did my wife and I meet? An online dating service. Thanks, Farmers Only. But can text bubbles and screen time replace genuine human interaction? The anonymity of online presence, hand-picking our list of friends, and burying our heads in our own custom-made echo chambers has created a new type of isolation. And an epidemic addiction to dopamine in the form of likes, follows, upvotes, and retweets. The framework for this evening's concert is a brand new multi-movement commission by composer Libby Larson. Here, she has set the text of poets Edna St. Vincent Millay and Emily Dickinson and composed a very personal message to you, the audience, in a work that she summarizes as The Essentials of Human Being.
You. My candle burns
at both ends.
Libby Larson's You Now Know, to a text by Edna St. Vincent Millay, sung by the ensemble Contus, which commissioned a multi-movement piece from Larson entitled You. This is just one of the movements. We'll hear more later on in this program. Right now, Ces Songs, The Stillness of Night, sung by Contus.
In the course of our lives, there is one person with whom we speak more than any other. We talk to ourselves every day in 100 different ways. I talk to myself to raise my confidence when I'm nervous or to calm myself if I'm afraid. And I often find myself wondering why I couldn't have come up with this perfect response to the situation earlier. And as technology advances, and we're given more and more opportunities to communicate with people across the world from the comfort of our own homes with a cell phone or a computer, it's all too easy for the voices of others to influence our own internal dialogue.
I can't believe you just said that. Everybody hates you.
And eventually, these voices grow into a cacophony of noise in our heads, which drowns out any chance of our own voice breaking through. And so we start to listen to them, to believe them. Their voices become our voice, and that voice sounds rational. That voice agrees with them, and so we repeat them, and it becomes normal. It becomes almost as familiar to us as the lyrics of a song.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Who are you? Who are you?
Who are you?
Who
are you?
Who am I? I'm nobody. Are you nobody too?
You. You. You.
You are who
was a most peculiar man. That's what Mrs. Reardon says, and she should know. She lived upstairs from him. She said he was a most peculiar man. He was a most peculiar man. He lived all alone.
A little Simon and Garfunkel on this program from Contus, a song about loneliness entitled A Most Peculiar Man. And before that, another section from Libby Larson's You, commissioned by Contus. This one, two words by Emily Dickinson. Tonight on WCRB In Concert, we're hearing a Celebrity Series debut concert at Pickman Hall at the Longy School of Music by the Minneapolis-based vocal ensemble Contus and a program called Alone Together. We often think about alienation as a modern phenomenon, but Beethoven thought about it too, and he was inspired by the poems of Friedrich Schiller. Schiller wrote the text to the song that bursts forth in the last movement of his Ninth Symphony, and he also wrote the text for Beethoven's Song of the Monks. In a moment, we'll hear Gravedigger by Dave Matthews, but first, Beethoven.
Rush. Es ist ihm keine Frist gegeben. Er stürzt ihn mitten in den Arm. Es reißt ihn fort vom vornen. Yeah.
103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So, Cyrus Jones, live forever. Grave digger, when you dig my grave, could you make it shallow so that I can feel the rain? Grave digger. Muriel Stonewall, 1903 to 1954. She lost both of her babies in the Second Great War. Now you should never have to watch as your only children are lowered in the ground. I mean, never have to bury your own babies. Grave digger, when you dig my grave, can you make it shallow so that I can feel the rain? Grave.
Tyler Clementi was a young man with a passion for the violin, and in 2010 he started college at Rutgers University and made the graduate level orchestra. At a time when one's newfound social life should present an abundance of opportunities to connect with others, Tyler became the target of devastating cyber harassment. His sexuality was unwillingly outed by his roommate on Twitter in the cruelest of fashions, and quickly became a topic of ridicule. A few days later, Tyler ended his life. Despite this tragedy, Tyler's death sparked a national conversation on cyberbullying, and the foundation set up in his name works to end bullying of all kinds. The foundation believes that all lives have value and are important, no matter how someone feels at the moment, and no matter what others say or think. To some of us, this might seem obvious, but we must not underestimate the power these words hold on someone needing to hear them. Like Tyler, I've dealt with my own challenges in life, and one of the most humbling things I've learned is that I can't do everything on my own. We need others to help us when we fall, and we need to be ready to help others in return. Maybe there's a reason to believe you'll be okay.
Pontus on WCRB In Concert with You Will Be Found from the 2016 Broadway musical Dear Evan Hansen. The eight-voice male ensemble Pontus is making its celebrity series debut with this concert entitled Alone Together at Pickman Hall at the Longy School of Music in Cambridge. It's an intimate setting, perfect for the kind of personal connection implied by every piece on this concert. Producer Alan McClellan had an opportunity to sit down with two of the members of Pontus for a conversation before the concert we're hearing tonight, and it's available for online listening anytime at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. That's also where you can find the program book for tonight's concert and learn more about upcoming celebrity series events. I'm Jesse Jacobs. Stay right there. There's more just ahead from Pontus on WCRB In Concert.